Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is the third Friday of the month, so at this time we bring in individuals with the Two Rivers Activity Center. We've been talking with Facilities Manager Amy Walters over these last few months, getting updates on construction and new things happening with Two Rivers Activity Center. But joining her today, we have Joy Hansen, who is the new guest service and marketing manager for Two Rivers Activity Center. So Joy and Amy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. So we're going to learn more about Joy and what she'll be doing in her capacity with the Two Rivers Activity Center. But we'll start, as we usually do, Amy, getting an update on construction. And I think I've seen the bubble on the horizon.
Yeah, it's there. The bubble is there and up. And next week, they're going to be coming back to kind of put the finishing touches on that. A big excitement yesterday was they opened the road in front of track. So nice. 5th Street is complete from 12th Avenue to 17th. So we've got a nice paved road out front and our parking lot that is right adjacent to the bubble. And the learning center is complete. Whoa. And so we're starting to see kind of more of those finishes on the outside as well as on the inside. So our learning center actually is complete. And we moved in on Monday. So we've got fun puppet stations and kitchens and bookshelves and all of those things in all of the rooms. And we're now accepting enrollments into that space. So awesome. So that space is a bit further along than the rest of the facility because we will begin to serve children August 14th in that
Perfect.
Space. So
right in time for school.
Right, right. Other kind of big milestones in the construction is if anyone's been out watching the webcam, you can see the progress in the pool area. The slides are fully installed now. They're installing the playground feature with the splash bucket and fountains. That's going in. So that space is coming together nicely. They installed the sauna this week. Nice. The hardwood is down and sealed, and they're putting the lines for the courts on today. Wow. That should be finished up early next week. Staining the concrete floors. So we got lots of finishes going on right now and lots of activity.
It's super amazing. Very exciting time. It's nice to be able to say it's complete or some of these things are complete at this point because it's been a long journey for you guys up to this point.
Right, right.
So again, Amy Walter is joining us. We have Joy Hansen joining us as well. New guest service and marketing manager for the Two Rivers Activity Center. So Joy, before we talk a little bit about employment, because track is looking to hire as well. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with track.
Hi, I'm Joy Hansen, as you had mentioned. I've got lots of experience with marketing and graphic design. That's really where my strong suit is. So I'm really excited to come on board to track to help market and advertise this wonderful facility that I think everybody should be super excited to be a part of because it's gorgeous and it's going to be great.
Absolutely. And Joy, so when people have questions about track and everything, they'll probably get directed to you.
Yes, I'm also in charge of guest services. So, we'll be the face of when people first come in, we'll be the first people they see, and we'll be able to answer any questions, help them out, get them signed up for memberships and all of that great stuff.
Awesome. Very good. Well, I'm sure Amy is excited to have you on.
It's
lightens
great.
Her load a little bit. So Joy, tell us a little bit about enrollment because that's the next really big step for you guys. We see a lot of these completed things for the activity center, but now you need people to run those things.
Yeah, so we are looking to hire for all of our positions right now. Okay. So if you go onto our website, trackjamestown.com, we have all of our job descriptions there. We have our applications there. So you can read about all of our open positions and apply right there online. Okay. If you cannot go online to print them out or to fill them out online, we have applications at our office downtown. That's at the Jamestown Parks and Recs office. Okay. So they can swing by there. We have little makeshift desks set up right now for a while. So people can come in and meet all of the supervisors and just kind of get to know us a little bit and do a little on-the-spot interview as well.
Perfect. So Joy, you have a lot of part-time employment opportunities open. Is there a time that you'd like to be fully staffed by before Two Rivers opens?
We're looking to be fully staffed by the middle of August.
Okay.
So that would really be, that's our goal of when we want all of this in place and everybody's position set.
Perfect. So get in there if you're interested in looking for a job with Two Rivers Activity Center. You can stop by the offices or you can go online as well. That's trackjamestown.com.
Yep.
Again, Joy Hansen and Amy Walters joining us here on Let's Talk. Amy, you said the childcare facility is completed, and I got a chance to look at the website. You've already set up price points and everything like that. So, I mean, it's real. Like, the childcare center is ready.
It's ready. Yeah. This week has been, as I said, we had the furniture installed on Monday. And that's because through the licensure process, you need to have all of your furniture and things in the spaces before they come and audit and inspect those. So we've had fire inspector on site. We've had the health inspector on site. Today, we have the childcare licensure on site. And so we'll be processing all of that, sending that off to the state so that we are ready to go, like we said, come August 14th. That's when we will start to have be able to serve children in our care. So the child care is for three to 5 year olds. So we'll have full-time rooms for 3 to 5 year old. Our hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. And like I said, we'll watch children in it from 3 to 5, but then we'll also have a school age program.
Oh, nice.
So we'll offer before and after school care. For those parents that need that. And then we'll also provide care for school-aged children during school holidays and summer break and that type of thing. So lots of opportunities for kids to come to track and you know, make sure they're in a safe place and get some great opportunities to be active.
Definitely.
As well. So we'll be ready to go with our school-aged programming when school starts. One nice benefit is we're still working out all the details with Dietrich, the local busing service, and the school district, but we will be moving the bus transition point to the parking lot of track.
Oh, okay.
In the past, it has always been in the parking lot at the hockey arena. Another park and rec facility. And so just due to maintenance and trying to manage snow removal and all of those types of things, we're going to move that over to the track lot, and that will allow us to help kids from all schools transition, whether they are getting off the bus in the morning and walking over to Gussner School. We will help with that.
Okay.
If it's, you know, getting off the buses in the afternoon and coming into our building for after school care. So we'll have our learning center staff out there helping with those transitions. Right. So that's another nice feature for families.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, with Fifth Street being paved now, they have set that up with crosswalks. They will be doing that.
Right.
So that'll be ready to go as far as concerns with children walking to and from the schools.
Yep. And if you've been up there, it is a raised platform crosswalk, and it will be lit and have some flashing lights and those types of things there. So we did express, you know, concerns and that we were looking at safety implications, and they did include those types of features in the project. So.
Awesome. Well, like I said, very exciting time. Track is getting closer and closer to being finished. We're still looking at September, I imagine, right?
We are, yep. Okay. Yep. So like I said, childcare is August, so it's August. A bit earlier. The rest of the facility will be coming online early September. And just for families that may be looking at or interested in the learning center, they can again go onto our website, trackjamestown.com. It's under the childcare tab. It has the enrollment process and paperwork that they need to complete. We are doing tours of that space, so they need to contact us to schedule one of those so we can get folks out in and to see that space.
Yes, I still need to get out there.
Right.
I mean, I'm kicking myself. I haven't seen it yet.
I know. So we tried once, but it didn't work out. But
it got a little messy. Perfect. So again, Joy Hansen, we welcome her to the track staff, and Amy Walters, facilities manager for Two Rivers Activity Center. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to add about track or anything else coming up that people should look out for?
You know, I don't. Things are happening very quickly. And so folks can stay on top of that by following our Facebook page or our website as we're finalizing, you know, programming and processes and all of those things, we're putting it out on our website. So
awesome. Lots of ways to stay up to date. We're very excited for it to be finally completed. So Amy Walters and Joy Hansen, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.